Welcome to this podcast about Skip's Punch Bowl and Noyo Headlands in California. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Skip's Punch Bowl is a littoral sinkhole along the California Coastal Trail in Mendocino County, on the Noyo Headlands, about 1 mile south-southwest of Fort Bragg, and 0.6 miles west of Noyo, California. The feature is named after Skip Wallenberg, a geologist at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory. For more than a century, this stretch of coastal bluff sat locked behind the gates of a lumber mill, off limits to the public. It now lies within the roughly 100-acre Noyo Headlands Park, built on the former Georgia Pacific mill site, and reached by a new stretch of the coastal trail, which also passes sea arches, tide pools, and headlands popular with whale and bird watchers. The headland was once part of the Mendocino Indian Reservation, established in the spring of 1856 by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, one of California's earliest reservations for the resettlement of Native Americans. Its roughly 25,000 acres were home mainly to the Pomo, a hunter-gatherer people of the Northern California coast, alongside the Yuki, Wapo, Salan Pomo, Southern Pomo, Wilcut, and others. In the summer of 1857, the U.S. Army established Fort Bragg about 1.5 miles north of the Noyo River, officially dated June 11th, to maintain order on the reservation and control its native inhabitants. In June 1862, federal troops left to fight in the Civil War, replaced by California volunteers. In 1864, the reservation's remaining residents were forcibly relocated to the Round Valley Indian Reservation. The Mendocino Indian Reservation was discontinued in March 1866, and the land was opened to settlers 3 years later. Littoral sinkholes such as this are products of marine erosion, formed when a sea cave's roof collapses or its chamber gradually wears away, opening a shaft to the surface. Unlike inland sinkholes, which usually form through the dissolution of soluble rock, littoral ones almost always result from mechanical erosion and collapse rather than chemical weathering. The cave beneath typically retains a seaward entrance, and the roof most often gives way at the chamber's most distal point, farthest from the sea, producing the deep, cylindrical basin, or punch bowl, characteristic of these features. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.